Mitzach of Menachah Paratesh, Mishnah Tesh, Chaymer Besmicha, Libetmucha, Ubatmucha, Libetmicha. We find stringencies by Smicha that we don't find by Tnucha. And so too, we find stringencies by the mitzvah of Tnucha that we don't find by the mitzvah of Smicha. She'echad meinev tzucha chavirim, vein echad tzumech tzucha chavirim. One chumrah that we have by Smicha that we don't find by Tnucha is that if a number of people bring a korban b'shutzah, one of them does the tnufa and is yotzei for all the other ones. They don't all have to do the tnufa. As opposed to by the mitzvah of smicha, if a number of people bring a korban b'shutzah, we can't have one of the shutzim do smicha and be yotzei for the others. Each and every one of them has to do the smicha as by tnufa. The Torah requires only one tnufa. As opposed to by smicha, each and every shutzim has to do the smicha. The chomer by tnufa. There's also a chumrah that we find by the mitzvah of tnufa that we don't find by the mitzvah of smicha. Shad tnufa no hege for kabbanas hayachid over kabbanas hatzibur. That the mitzvah tnufa applies both to kabbanas yachid and kabbanas tzibur. As of the mitzvah to do tnufa on the chadav b'shok and emurim of a shlamin, which is korban yachid. And so too, we find tnufa by kabbanas hatzibur, such as kifti haseres, b'chayim u'b'shchutim. And so too, tnufa is done both to live animals and to animals after its nishchat, such as by the kifti atzer, that a tnufa is done while still alive and also after its nishchat. B'davar she'esh bo ruachayim, hu b'davar she'ein bo ruachayim, ma she'ein kein b'smicha. We also find the mitzvah of tnufa both to living objects, such as behemoth and non-living objects, such as lachmei toda and lachmei nazar, as tnufa is done on the lachamim that are brought with a korban toda and the lachamim that are brought by another when he finishes his nazirus. As opposed to the mitzvah of smicha, we don't find the mitzvah of smicha by Zvarin She'en Baruch Chayim and by Shechutim. Now, even though it does say in the Mishnah of Tamid that the Kohen Gadol was Samech on the Emurim of the Tamid before he was mocked to them, so we see there is smicha on Shechutim. The answer is that which the Kohen Gadol did smicha on the Emurim was not made for Adin, it was only for his own cover, so it should appear as if he's being mocked of everything. But in the Torah, we don't find smicha by Shechutim. Sech Menachat Perak Yud Mishnah Aleph Rabbi Shmuel Aimer Ha'aimer Ha'yifah B'Shabbos Mishalos Son U'Bachol Mi'chamish. Rabbi Shmuel said the Minchas Aimer, which was brought on Tez Zayin Nisan, and it was mounted at Tzvuah Chadash, after the Minchas Aimer is brought, we're allowed to eat from the new crop. The Minchas Aimer is brought from Sa'irim, and the Sa'irim is harvested on that day on Tez Zayin Nisan itself. Now, when Tez Zayin Nisan comes down on Shabbos, we bring the Minchas Aimer, even though that means we would have to harvest the tefillah on Shabbos, as the Minchas Omer is a korban tzibur, and it is docha Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a difference between when Tez Zayin Nisan comes down on Shabbos or during the week. As if it comes down on Shabbos, we only harvest 3 son of tefillah, and when it comes down during the week, we harvest 5 son of tefillah. The reason is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, we need 5 son of tefillah in order that after a sifted that we have 1 isar, a very good flour. And that is what is needed for a Minchas Omer, 1 isara of solas mufkor, of choice flour. But when it comes down on Shabbos, we don't want to harvest 5 psalm, even though you're allowed to harvest the tefillah on Shabbos for the Minchas Omer. But we try to do as little as possible. So therefore, we only harvest 3 psalm of tefillah on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that even from 3 psalm of tefillah, if it sifted a lot of times, we would come out with isara mufkor, with 1 isara of choice flour. The Chachamim Aimerim Echad B'Shabbos V'Echad B'Chol Mishalos Hayuvah. The Chachamim disagree. They say there is no difference between when Tez Zayin Nisan come down on Shabbos or during the week. In both cases, we harvest 3 son of Sa'irin and we sift it down to 1 Isaron of choice flour. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kornim Omer B'Shabbos Hayin Nixer B'Yachid U'B'Mago Achas U'B'Kupa Achas U'B'Chol B'Shleisha U'B'Shalosh Kupois U'B'Shalosh Magalos. Rabbi Chanina's kind of calling him says, when does Zayin Nisan come down on Shabbos? Then the Sarim is harvested by one individual with one sickle and one basket to put the Sarim in after it's harvested. While if Zayin Nisan comes out during the week, then 3 individuals would go out to harvest the Sarim, bringing 3 baskets and 3 sickles. The reason is that on Shabbos, in which there's an Isra Malacha, so even though we're allowed to harvest the Sarim on Shabbos, we try to do as little Malacha as possible, so therefore only one person goes out to harvest the sarin. That way, only one mago and one kupa is needed. As opposed to when it comes out during the week, they want to do it with 3 people. The reason is that they want to be mefarsim and to publicize the fact that the Minchas HaOmer is always brought on Tes Zayin Nisan, not like the Tzedukim. As the Tzedukim held that since the Torah says that the Minchas HaOmer is brought me Machrat HaShabbat, that the Minchas HaOmer is always brought on Sunday, not necessarily on Tes Zayin Nisan. While the Chacham have a Kabbalah from Moshe Messina, that Machrat HaShabbat does not mean on Sunday, it means the day after the first day of Pesach, Tes Zayin Nisan. So therefore, we harvest it with three people, so a call should go out, and everybody should know that the Tzedukim are incorrect. The Chachamim Omer, Echad v'Shabbos v'Echad v'Chol, v'Shloisha u'v'Shalosh Kupos u'v'Shalosh Magalos. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Chanina's Kanakorim. They hold whether Tes Zayin Nisan comes out on Shabbos or v'Chol, three people were used to harvest the Sarim, and they brought out three baskets and three sickles to harvest the Sarim.